It's Rambling Man Fair backstage with Walter Trout. Welcome.
It's great to be here, man.
I don't think it's too morose or too morbid to say a couple of years ago you probably wouldn't have even contemplated doing shows like this.
Oh, yeah. No, I was not a rambling man. I was basically a dead man. And I've, you know, I'm resurrected. I'm the Lazarus of the blues.
And what a, for want of a better phrase, resurrection it is. I mean, Battle Scars, the album out last year. You've released Live in Amsterdam this year as well.
Yeah.
It's just, you seem as busy as ever.
You know what? I am incredibly overjoyed to get back to doing what I love, and to make music and to play for people again is just an incredible experience. Because I really thought that if I survived my my brush with death there, that I'd never get to do this again. This was really a dream come true, and I'm enjoying every single note that I play. Let me tell you.
And of course, the singles from Battle Scars, which are Almost Gone.
Almost Gone and Playing Hideaway, right?
That's it, yeah. And you can hear the influences. You've got that ZZ Top vibe going on, and yeah. It just sounds so fresh and so enthused after, obviously, the illness you went through. It was almost like a comeback album for you.
I was enthused because even though the lyrics, I think, are rather dark and graphic and depressing because it's about what I went through.
Yeah.
I think the music has a lot of joy in it, just the survival. And so it's kind of a dichotomy. It's kind of some pretty joyous music with some rather graphic lyrics, you know.
What is it about the term blues guitarist that means often you get pigeonholed? This album, it's a classic rock album from what I've the single playing Hideaway, Almost Gone. Yet when you play the blues, it's like, you can take Clapton, you can take early Stones, they just get referred to as blues artists. And even though you could take 20 singles from the Stones, you go, well, that's pop rock, that's classic rock. Clapton, that's pop rock, that's classic rock. What is it about the blues that once you've done a couple of tracks on an album, you just, whatever you do after, you just can't get away from it? It's almost like a taboo.
Well, you know, I have to say, I've always kind of considered myself a rocker who is based in blues.
Yeah.
I grew up on blues. My formative years, you know, I played with some great blues artists. I played in the bands of John Lee Hooker and Big Mama Thornton and Percy Mayfield, and then, of course, Canned Heat, and then culminating with 5 years with John Mayall. And those were blues acts. But when I sit down to write a song, I don't try to put it into any particular genre. And like you mentioned, ZZ Top, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and Billy Gibbons now he's a dear friend of mine. And I actually gave him an album and said, hey, I have this song Playing Hideaway, and it really was my attempt at writing a Billy Gibbons tune. And he listened, he said, yeah, man, you got it. And I really consider myself a rocker that is based in the blues, and everything I do has blues underlying it. And I think if you listen to Clapton solos, even on something that seems very poppy, as soon as he plays a solo, it's blues. And So I think that the thing with the blues is that it's really this foundation that you build on as you develop as a musician.
It underpins pretty much everything else you lead to.
But it's just a springboard to other places.
Well, you said you're friends with Billy Gibbons. Here's a quick question. Has Billy Gibbons ever looked young?
I don't know. I mean, he's looked the same for years and years.
40 plus years.
You know, and I'm in a band with him right now called the Supersonic Blues Machine.
Right.
And it's an amazing band. On the guitar, it's a guitar army.
Yeah.
On guitar, the guy who runs the band is Lance Lopez, a great Texas player. And the guitar players are myself, Billy Gibbons, Robin Ford, and now Steve Lukather.
Right, that's heavyweight. That's a super group.
When I get up and play with those guys, it's a guitar extravaganza, yeah. Man, you know.
So is this going to take up some of your time? Is this going to be a project, or is it just a few gigs here and there?
Well, we have a gig in Norway in August we're going to do, and then at the beginning of the year we're going to make another album. And it's kind of cool. I've been invited to write a song on this album.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to
that. You're
going
to be keeping busy.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the blues tent today, even if you're playing some non-blues.
Yeah. Well, there'll be blues under the surface of all of it.
Of course. Absolutely. Hey, it's a great way to start. It's a great place
sure
to start.
Yeah, it sure is, man.
Have a great show, and looking forward to seeing you for many years to come.
Thanks a lot, man, and thanks for supporting my music the way you guys do. It's much appreciated.